This is the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 283. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome to another day with the Word of God. I'm really glad you're here. Today is a Tract 2 day, which means we're reading from the New Testament, and we'll be continuing in the book of Ephesians with chapters 3 and 4. Let's begin. Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of all these saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. May God bless the reading of His Word. As I read this today, my attention was drawn to the first couple of verses of chapter 4, where Paul talked about how believers, Christians, should walk in unity. The scripture says, "I beseech you." Do you understand what beseech means? It means to ask someone urgently and fervently to do something, to implore, to entreat. Paul was pleading with the Ephesians here. What was he beseeching them to do? To walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. We're called Christians. We're carrying the name of Christ. Paul was beseeching us to be worthy of that name. And he continued, "With all lowliness and gentleness." We should be humble, not making like we're special or better than anyone else. And we should be kind and gentle to those around us. He continues, "With long-suffering." That means we should be patient. Patience is something that is often in short supply these days, have you noticed? We've become so ADD and so used to fast technology that we sometimes expect everything to be quick. But people don't always do things quickly. We should be long-suffering with people, bearing with one another in love. And this is the one that stopped me in my tracks. I read that as meaning that I should forgive my fellow Christians with the same kind of love that Jesus shows me. And the reason this one grabbed me like it did is this. I know God forgives me for my failures because of what Jesus did on the cross. Sometimes I have a hard time forgiving myself, but I know God forgives me. So, by faith, I forgive myself. But, and now this is the really hard part, I don't always forgive others in the same way. And now I'm going to get really transparent here. We're family, right? Is it okay with you if I'm not perfect? Okay, here goes. There is this person at my church with whom I have been angry for a very, very long time. I suppose the reason I've been angry doesn't really matter, but I've rationalized with myself that this person did something that warranted my anger. And as far as I know, they have never made things right. So I've held this grudge. Now, what sort of condition would I be in if Jesus held a grudge against me? I can't even entertain the thought of Jesus holding a grudge against anybody. Can you? So, given Paul's beseeching, and for the good of my own soul and the unity of the body, I have decided, and yes, it is a decision, not a feeling, to forgive this person, to bear with them in love. From this point on, I will pray that God allows me to see this person through His eyes and be mindful of the forgiveness that He's given me so that I can forgive that person. Is there someone in your life that you need to bear with in love? I encourage you to heed the Apostle Paul's beseeching. Comments? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for episode number 283. Or you can tweet me at _SteveWeb_, and be sure you use hashtag LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we're on track 3, so we'll finish up the book of Ecclesiastes and see what Solomon's conclusion is. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being with me today. Bye.